Researchers at the University of Western Sydney say that alcohol companies may be targeting underage drinkers on social media platforms. The report, which is published in the Medical Journal of Australia, warns that the uncontrolled nature of social media means underage children could be exposed to aggressive alcohol advertising. Katie Heyman has more.
Maths and vodka are not commonly associated terms. But the word math was just one of a number of hashtags used by major alcohol companies this year to spruik their products on Twitter. Researchers from the University of Western Sydney School of Business tracked 6 months of tweets by the world's seven largest alcohol brands to see how they're using social media to reach consumers. Dr. Anne Dadich was the study's lead author.
The tweets were forwarded or retweeted to reach a wider audience. So consider, for instance, the case of Budweiser, which during the time frame of our study issued 286 tweets to its 15,000-odd followers. But its messages were actually retweeted over 13,500 times.
Researchers also tracked the use of hashtags such as Super Bowl, Champions League, Cheers and St. Patrick's Day. Dr. Anne Dadich again.
So the use of such popular hashtags increases the likelihood that tweets will be viewed by the wider audience that searches for content on those hashtags, potentially including individuals under 18 years.
While it's almost impossible to measure how many young adults or underage people are being exposed to alcohol advertising on social media, Dr. Dadich says they are overwhelmingly the largest group using these platforms.
26% of people aged 18 to 29 years use Twitter, which is almost double the rate of those aged 30 to 49 years.
While the focus of the UWA study was Twitter, similar analysis of Facebook has revealed tens of thousands of alcohol-related pages, many of which use applications, events and competitions to promote drinks. Danita Wan is the CEO of the Brewers Association and spokesperson for the Alcohol Beverages Advertising Code. She says liquor companies are already self-regulating their use of these spaces.
Social media specifically, certainly the alcohol industry is promoting best practice in the use of social media.
Ms. Wan rejects the suggestion that alcohol promotions are reaching young people below the age of 18.
Alcohol companies have the ability within Twitter to actually control the messaging specifically to those who are legal purchase age through those age affirmation provisions within Twitter.
But social media analyst Ross Dawson says age filters have a patchy record.
On Facebook, there are age filters and those can work. However, many younger people don't choose to be accurate in stating their age. And on Twitter, there are really few effective age filters. So certainly on Twitter, people of all ages being exposed to what's happening on Twitter, including alcohol-related messaging. On Facebook, there are some constraints, but clearly there are going to be underage people who are also seeing that on Facebook.
The Alcohol Beverages Advertising Code says they will be releasing digital marketing best practice guidelines within the next month.
Katie Heyman.